RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Thursday morning, and we'll get you out to Oakmont starting in the 11 o'clock hour. U.S. Open updates from our friends at Westwood One. Start at 11. We'll run all weekend until there's a winner. They changed the rules. They used to do the Monday playoff if they needed it. Now they take care of business on Sunday. So when we talk to you Monday, we'll be back in the normal cadence. We'll have a winner. We'll have a tough course, but we've already got somebody at 4-under making the turns, so maybe a little more bark than bite out there at Oakmont. We'll dive into the U.S. Open. Of course, full recap of our night at the Flying Squirrels game, obviously. We need to do that. I feel like it would be rude to make that the first item, because Megan's here, and true. You have more interesting news than I have, for sure.
I do. I got married last weekend, going to Tokyo this weekend.
That's pretty good.
So that is pretty interesting.
That's pretty good. You got married.
Yep.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And don't undersell this.
Okay.
You're going to Tokyo for your honeymoon.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You've never been on an airplane before.
I've never been. So go big or go home, I guess.
You're going big.
Going big.
And you're going to have a ton of fun.
Once it takes off, I'm stuck. If I hate it, I'm stuck.
There are no options.
There's no other option at that point.
There are no other options.
Yeah.
Once the plane takes off,
yep.
It's just you up there floating around.
And if I get to Tokyo and decide I can't take that ride going back.
You're going to.
I have to.
You're going to.
I'm stuck.
Or you can become Japanese.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll just adopt the culture. I don't know.
Those are your options.
Yep.
What are we going to do in Tokyo?
Oh, okay. So we're still kind of planning the trip because, of course, everything had been so hectic with the wedding planning. We didn't really get to finish. And I figure we have a lot of time on the way there to do it.
You do.
But I definitely want to go to the Pokemon Center. Pokemon Center Cafe.
Is that where they keep the Pokemon?
Yes, that's where they keep the Pokemon.
it's like the zoo?
I'm going to get a Pikachu, you know.
Snorlax is there.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the things. So they have that and they have the cafe.
Is it like Pokemon theme park? Is that kind of...
It's basically a shop.
A big store.
It's just a big store.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then the cafe has like the themed food and stuff.
Okay.
We do want to do like some of the, like, you know, of course, go to some of the like temples and
the cultural,
you know,
things.
Spring, the cultural things.
You're on the radio, so you got to pretend like you're interested in that. I get that.
I am. I swear. So, you know, shopping in Shibuya. We want to go to Shibuya Crossing.
I don't know what Shibuya is.
It's the, when you see the pictures and it's like a big like crossing and there's like a ton of people.
Like,
it's
there's
that
like
one.
Eight streets that all
yeah.
converge
it's that
in
one.
The big intersection.
So,
and they let everybody cross at the same time in all
yep.
the directions.
And it's
that's
chaos.
Well,
it looks like it would be, but it's
there's like what, 30 million people there?
Yes.
It's a little tiny island.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So we want to do a lot of stuff like that. I had a student yesterday that's done like a lot of traveling. He gave us this one website that's like really good for tourists. You just type in your location. It shows you all the tours and attractions. And
excellent.
So we're still in the planning phase, but there will be lots of pictures.
lots of planning, lots of pictures.
Yep.
Excellent. And yep. the wedding was lovely.
Thank you.
I was dismayed to learn you yeah. did not get to eat the food.
I was so mad.
Well, that's a very common wedding thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're not the first person. Yeah. with that experience, but I think the uniqueness of the food makes it kind of extra devastating.
That's the thing.
You.
Okay.
Because a lot of, like, you know, if you don't eat at a wedding, great. Yeah. Like, it's catered. You can just go to that place. You just go to that place whenever you want to go to that place. Or, yeah. But yours wasn't catered like that.
Yeah. So the thing with the wedding, and a lot of people picked up on this, it had like a lot of little touches of us throughout it. It wasn't just a wedding where we just threw the tablecloths on and here's our colors. Like, I had my bride and groom Pokemon stuffed animals near the front. The guest sign-in was a Pokeball. You know, we had a lot of like cherry blossoms and red and gold. Like, it was very personalized. And the food was the same way. You know, I had Bin Wong's, my favorite tea and coffee place. They had the tea and the coffee, or sorry, they had the tea. We got the coffee from Starbucks. Luckily, I have those. Thank God.
But your husband is
Filipino,
and his mom.
Yep, and she's an amazing cook.
Yeah, baked a million Filipino dishes,
a million things. And then my mom,
and they were spectacular.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
And then my mom did the homemade pasta. That's one of my favorites.
Yes.
And the eucrops, which I grew up on.
Yes.
So it was so unique and so us, and they brought us plates of our favorite stuff. I was so excited, but at a wedding, you're so busy and like stressed or excited.
Doesn't happen.
You're not hungry.
Doesn't happen.
And then later, asking around, I found out either everyone ate the food, it went bad from sitting in the heat, or they sit at home with the workers. And I was like, you mean there's nothing like we don't get to enjoy at all?
We did have some potato wedges.
I will say that was left.
You got some potato wedges.
We did have that.
That's,
everything else, no.
That's not what you were looking for.
I didn't even get to try his mom's lumpia at the place.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
It was the noodle one for me.
The noodle was good. I did try a bite.
It had both beef and shrimp in it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Do you know what it's called? That's okay. I'm blanking right now. I'm not going to put you on the spot. It was delightful. Yeah. It was a lovely time.
And I did, like I said, I had one bite of that, so I do know that was good, but...
It was very good. Yeah. Not to rub it in.
Well, I think that's the thing. I was really sad we didn't get to enjoy it, but I was excited it turned out like it did, because it was very unique to us, and
yes.
I love our selection, and everyone else loved it, too, so that makes me happy.
Excellent. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
And now I have to talk about going to the Flying Squirrels game last night,
but I
which is
say,
not Japan or a wedding.
But before we move on, thank you for giving the toast at the wedding. I do appreciate that.
You're very welcome. I did it with Jeff Wicker, who... I'm a radio professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. I get
paid.
But
you're very shy.
But and cripplingly
We're
shy.
We're carrying that joke.
But Jeff Wicker, like, I mean, decades. Like, he's an institution. So And then Hobbo goes.
Mm-hmm. Frank and Hobbo.
Jim Hobgood, who is a very famous basketball player.
Yep.
And... I like moved us all. Like I gave a very beautiful message. Like I really felt like we had the sandwich there. Like oh my gosh. Like you know, Jeff Wicker, like one of Richmond's most famous radio personalities. Mm-hmm. Hobbo, like super famous guy, and they're both you know incredible public speakers. I felt the pressure.
Felt the pressure.
Oh, absolutely.
I will tell you, there was no pressure.
I went right back to stuffing my face afterward. Though I didn't let it stop me.
I bet.
It didn't let me stop me from that.
Well,
sure.
To me, I didn't even think about that because I look up to you and I look up to Jeff. Y'all mean a lot to me. So I was like, you know, like both y'all would be perfect for this. And then with him, like you know, he works with Frank and Hobbo. It was like no big deal. Let me just ask them and really appreciate them doing that. So we didn't even think about. You know.
And I really appreciate you not asking me to be a part of the TikTok dance moves. I think that was very special to me that I was not asked to participate in that.
You're welcome.
Feel good vibes all over the place.
Yep.
All right. Yesterday's show, I was asking AWOD, Prime and AWOD, what's the food going to be like? Because I was worried. We were in the suite last night.
Okay.
I've never been in the suite at the Flying Squirrels game.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't either.
No. He's been four times. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He, you know, Northern Virginia, you know. I only go in suites. So we're in the suite. I said, I don't want it to be fancy food. I want to eat a hot dog at a baseball game. He said I was not going to be let down.
Okay.
And I was not let down.
Okay.
They put on a display, burgers, dogs.
Okay.
They had pork sandwiches, chicken fingers.
Nice.
I did not have the chicken fingers. Griffin, did you have the chicken fingers? Yeah. He had chicken fingers. They were good?
They were gas.
They were gas. All right. They ate.
Yeah.
They ate. It was... A phenomenal showing from the Squirrels culinary team. They had the squirrely fries.
Ooh,
they had the works. It was good. And Nutsy and Natasha came in. They put on a show for Parney came by. Parney's cool. Gonna be on the show at 11:15, of course, because it's a Thursday. And the Squirrels won.
Hey, let's go.
Squirrels record this year in baseball games. They've won 18 and they've lost 41. They're bad.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Squirrels record with MP in the suite, 1-0.
So all the pressure's on you.
So no, the pressure's not on me. The pressure's on the Squirrels to get me back in the suite.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I've sat in the bleachers.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for them.
Yep.
But MP in the suite.
You got to get the VIP.
Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yep.
Pressure not on me. I can't afford the suite.
You're just vibing.
There's no world where I can afford the suite. That's out of range.
How much is that?
I don't know. Bennett was in there.
I'm curious.
Bennett broke out his credit card, whatever y'all want. That's how you know it's too much for me.
Yeah.
You're going to look it up.
Too much for me, too.
Yeah, it's out of range. Squirrels win. Squirrels are 18 and 41. They're back at the Diamond tonight. And we've got Peter Moylan, longtime our Braves pitcher, as they continue to celebrate 40 years of the Diamond, last year of the Diamond, and 15 years of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. He'll be out on the concourse signing autographs right after he throws the ceremonial first pitch, 6:30 tonight. You'll hear that on The Fan. We got Gary Hess. So you've got info.
I do.
I'll hold Gary Hess for info.
862 per game, and you can join the waiting list.
The suite is $862
for the game. Luxury suite, yeah.
But that is that before we buy the chicken fingers and the dogs and the things?
Definitely before, I think.
Like, could I go?
Yeah, it says at an additional cost, full catering menu.
At additional cost.
Yes.
So the hot dogs were an additional cost on top of the 800.
Yes.
We're out of my range.
Now, you do get 16 tickets to the game and 5 parking passes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get a parking pass, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. Bennett got the parking passes. I understand how this works.
Yeah.
That's out of my range.
Yeah.
So we're 4 figures here, easy.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a great show, and it was a great night.
Exactly.
And Brian, the traffic guy, was in there trying to, like, turn the Mets game on. Little TV in there. He ends up turning on USL Soccer.
Oh, my God.
I'm not entirely sure what was going on in
there. I don't know.
I am entirely sure. Gary Hess is coming by next. Parney at 11:15. U.S. Open updates start at 11 o'clock. We're off and running. It's a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Empty the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Catching up with our guy, Gary Hess.
What's happening?
Fun. It's happening. What's happening is we were at the Squirrels game last night, and Olivia, who is on the sales, does she run the sales? I don't. She's important. She is management-ish on the sales team.
She is on the management team.
She's on the management team. Well put. Thank you. Olivia was like, what if we started an Odyssey softball team? And so I thought, I got to ask my guy Gary, because he's got institutional knowledge. Has there ever been an Odyssey / Intercom, My Heart, Clear Channel softball team?
Back in the day.
I figured there was.
Back in the day. There's been 2 iterations of that. First of all, I'm going to take you with Mr. Peabody and Sherman in the Wayback Machine here. In the late 80s and early 90s, Michael, there was a softball league of nothing but media outlets.
Wow.
Sunday nights, and so this is in the old iteration of this building. So we were 910 and XO102.
All media around town.
Q94 had a team. 103.7 had a team. The Times-Dispatch had a team.
Yeah.
8, 6, 12, 35, 23, all had teams. Power 92 had teams. And it was 7-man, 3-woman co-ed, and it was Sunday nights, and everybody knew everybody. It was a lot of fun.
I bet.
It was a little intense at times, too.
Oh, wow. It better be.
And then later, there was a co-ed softball team through this that was run by a former production guy of ours that just played in leagues for several years.
Yeah.
My wife was a really good softball player.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications.
See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Player. Matter of fact, I met my wife coaching a women's slow pitch softball team.
You coached a women's slow pitch softball team?
Yes, I did.
And left with a wife?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Somebody said, was she, the facts of the story.
Somebody said, was she any good? I was like, you don't think I'd date one of the worst players, do you? But, so that was almost four decades ago, but goodness gracious. But anyway.
You played on the RNL team or the RVA team?
This was the media league predated my this is okay. When we were owned by, when in the old iteration of this building, when WRVA was still on Church Hill, and this was just 910 and XL102. So that
910 was all sports.
910 was an oldie station, was in the and then it was in the process of switching to sports in the later years of the media league, and then. We got bought by Clear Channel. They moved us to Church Hill, and then it kind of iterated into a WRVA 910 team.
How about that?
So there you go.
Were you an oldies DJ?
I was not.
Okay.
I did. Yes, I was filling in a fill in.
Sure.
I was kind of like an assistant oldies DJ, like Megan in the producer realm. So I would fill in occasionally, but I did sports on the morning show.
Can I tell my DJ story?
Sure.
I worked at the college radio station. We did sports talk on. They gave us like 1 hour a week. Like it was like Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
Right.
You can do sports talk for an hour, like you and your idiot friends. And so we went in and we did sports talk. Like it was like what Griffin does, but it was bad. Because nobody was trying to hire me as an intern anywhere.
Right.
And it became a writer for a reason. Right. And one night, the DJ who was supposed to show up after us didn't show. And we had not received training in what to do in this situation. So I called the station manager and say, KJHK Radio, Lawrence, Kansas, what do I do? And he said, can you play some records? They were CDs.
Got to keep the needles bouncing.
They were CDs. But, yeah, okay, can you play some music? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I can. I just put the CD in and play. Yeah, that's what you do. I could do that. I know music. Like, say, hey, KJHK, here's a song. And we, like... So I text, this is pre-text. I call one of my friends, Dave, and I said, Dave, I'm the DJ for the next 3 hours on the student radio station. Come on down. And he comes over, and he picks some songs he wants to hear, and we play them. And we're doing light banter, you know, and we're wicker and wild, and you know, we're doing light banter. And at one point he said, let's pick the worst song in here and play it. I said, that's a great idea. Because... all ideas are good ideas when you don't know what to do.
Exactly.
So we looked through all the shelves, and we found a band named Dying Fetus.
Okay.
That was the name of the band. And we play a song that's just like screechy, like, you know, like...
just kind of, awfulness.
And we play it, you know, for like a minute and a half, and we cut it off and go back to us. And that's the worst song we've ever heard. You know, you're like KJHK playing the worst song we've ever heard. Yeah, and we played another song. The phone lights up. I pick up the phone.
The fan line or the hotline?
The fan line.
Okay.
It was a student radio station. Okay. We had A line. The line lit up.
A-line.
The line lit up. Sorry. How dare you do that? Dying Fetus is one of the hardest working bands out there. They're more talented than you'll ever be. How dare you do that?
Their one fan was listening. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. My college radio station was a daytimer. So one Saturday morning, I drew the duty of doing the morning show. So now that I'm older than you, so I was spinning records.
Yeah, these are actual records.
Got a call from the engineer about signed on at 6 o'clock. Got a call from the engineer at 6:50, wanting to know why I couldn't hear anything. And I look over and I go, "Oh, there's a simple explanation for that. I forgot to turn the transmitter on."
You've been talking for 50 minutes.
I had done 50 minutes of practice, apparently.
You're getting some reps in.
It's exactly. So, it's a good thing that my professional career hasn't been based on my days in college radio, because it was not good. It was not good. But we had a good time. We had a good time. So, yeah. That media softball league, still, I know a few people that were pretty involved in that, and we had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I'll tell you, you know who still works here that played for in the second iteration, the co-ed league, was Denny O'Shea.
I believe that. I believe that for sure.
Yeah.
Bennett Zier is in the building today. Our big boss.
Yes.
Who once told me the story. He worked at CBS in New York.
Uh-huh.
Played on a softball team, and in his telling of events, went yard on Meatloaf.
Oh.
The singer. I believe the portion of that story I believe are he worked at CBS, he played in a softball league at CBS, and he played against Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I believe those three portions of the story I believe to be true.
And maybe he has a different definition of went yard than you and I do.
Maybe.
The other softball story I'll tell you is XL102 in that old building setup had a softball team that would go play like exhibitions in certain situations. And we went to the minimum security prison up on Route 6 and played an exhibition there. That was interesting.
That's fun.
This is minimum security. These are guys in for tax fraud.
Fun.
It was
you got in and it was fine, but the getting out was the best part.
Oh yes, it's like, hey, good game. I'm leaving.
I'll be leaving now. What are you doing after the game? Oh, you staying here? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
So I was always a popular person to talk to about softball when it was co-ed because they wanted Linda to play.
Sure.
They want me to play. They wanted Linda to play.
I mean, if I know anything about co-ed softball, you're always looking for a talented female player. That's always in high demand.
So
the dudes, there's a lot of dudes out there. That's less relevant.
Olivia wants to bring back softball, huh?
We were brainstorming. I don't know that you could do a media league now.
They did the co-ed league, you know, I don't know, 15 years ago, it was they were just in the Henrico County Open League. They just played against
the newspaper could do a team. I think Richmond Magazine could still do a team.
Are there enough people at the Times-Dispatch to do a team?
It barely, but yes. The Richmonder cannot do a team.
Okay.
TV, probably not.
Summit could probably do a team.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have some combined. I think 6 could do a team, maybe. I think they will. 12 could do a team of just meteorologists. The weather team.
The weather team. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's cloudy with a chance of homers today. Sounds like, you know, it writes itself. Gary, I just looked at the clock and our time has expired, and actually expired a couple minutes ago.
I never, you know, one of the great things about this segment is I never know what we're going to talk about, and certainly this was not on my bingo card today.
It's happy bit season to you. Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you.
And we will not have fun next week. That is an Odyssey Company holiday.
Yes.
But I will see you again in a couple weeks.
There you go. We'll do it.
And we will be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Pleased to welcome back for a second consecutive day, Riffin the intern, which, I mean, the key card worked again today.
Yep, it did.
You're on a roll.
I know. It's weird. It's kind
of
weird.
You were at the Squirrels game last night. Yep. Your first of the summer.
Yes.
And what's the record with you in attendance?
Want to know?
Just saying.
Hey, listen.
We're saying.
On to something here.
Just saying. By the way, two runs by wild pitches.
Yep. This is true. Well, it was hard to not watch the game because somebody named MP kept banging on the glass every time I was trying to eat my hot dog inside in the cold water every time we scored a run.
I spooked myself the first time. Because we're in the suite, and the deal is you can be inside with the food or you can be outside watching the baseball. I chose both, but I was sitting outside, and you were sitting on the ledge inside, and they scored, and like hockey style, I was like banging on the glass, firing you up.
Yeah.
Because I thought...
It was real... Like glass.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought it was sturdier than it was.
it was not sturdy.
The first bang, like, oh shoot! It's like,
I thought someone was fighting. I was like, what's going on here?
I thought I was going to break it the first time I hit it. And I wasn't like, I wasn't giving it my all.
It was just a nice little tap.
But as I hit it, it was like, oh.
I thought someone just got checked into the board.
I just broke the sweep. This is my first time.
Good Lord.
And last. First and last sweet appearance
of
all time.
Can't take this
guy anywhere. It was flimsy, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was. It was flimsy. But then you realize you could keep hitting it at a certain rate, and you did that every time they scored, which was a lot.
Five times?
Yeah.
Five. Once I start feeling good, obviously. So we're going to do a new series this summer, which I'm excited about. We're going to do an NFL division every day. We're going to talk about the division, and we're going to predict the division. And we're gonna give you stone cold locks here, so you know what's gonna happen this season in the NFL.
Yep.
And we're starting today.
Yep.
In the AFC North.
Yes, sir.
Great division to start with.
I feel like it was a no brainer.
Right? All four of these teams are interesting. I don't find the Browns mega interesting, but I think as long as they're paying Deshaun Watson, that's interesting.
I think it's interesting that's also very true. I think it's interesting because you have five quarterbacks.
Yeah. You don't have any good ones, but you have five.
You have five quarterbacks.
But you have five of them.
And so it's like you can't pick right. You can't pick wrong.
What if you just did one a quarter? Made teams prepare. here's Shadur.
Yep.
And then here's Flacco.
That's a low-key strategy.
Here's Flacco.
They're all the same.
They're all different.
Exactly. They're leveled. They'll give you the exact amount.
Yeah.
But then you have a lefty. You have Shadur.
That's
talks.
What I'm saying.
Then you have Joe Flacco, the veteran. And then Kenny Pickett.
Every series, fresh quarterback running out. You never know who it's going to be.
Honestly, I think you should go for the offensive coordinator job.
We're on to something. The Baltimore Ravens, of course, your defending champs in the AFC North. And they should have won the AFC title game 2 years ago against the Chiefs.
Yep.
And that can sting when you get that close and don't get it. Lamar's still banging on the door. It's still a great team, though. We still respect them.
Yeah, and I think they should have beat the Bills last year if Mark Andrews didn't drop the pass.
The Bills should have beaten the Chiefs, too.
Yeah, exactly.
A whole sequence of should-haves.
And it's weird because this Ravens team, I do like. I mean, Lamar's MVP candidate every year, but it's difficult because it's like they do one mistake. And it's like that's why I love football, because one mistake can cost you your entire season. So last year's the drop, Mark Andrews drop. He's never doing that. He's never dropping that ball ever again,
Yeah.
So this Ravens team's unlucky, super unlucky. But they got. I'm not gonna lie. I know the Browns are a little not the best, but they got a tough. They got a tough schedule here. They got a tough, pretty tough schedule.
No question. I want to pick the Ravens every year.
Yep.
For all the reasons you just mentioned. Great team on paper.
And great.
It just feels like they should have got it done by now.
At what point do you say, all right, we gotta. Let's go back to the drawing board. I'm not saying Lamar. Lamar is definitely not the problem.
Right.
But what point are you like, okay, what's not working
it's
here?
Like, you're not going to find a better coach than Harbaugh.
No.
But also.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
What has he done? Yeah. Ever since that Super Bowl, really.
Somebody told me once, and it stuck with me, that the reason Patrick Mahomes is like so good and such a legend is he's made a bunch of people who would have been NFL legends like into supporting characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Lamar, Josh Allen, like all these guys who like in another era are legit bona fide stars.
I like that a lot, actually.
And they are just minor bit players in Patrick Mahomes' conference.
No, literally, that's what. And they can't get by him. And it doesn't matter.
Last year should have been the year.
No, yeah.
I'm going to predict again this year should be the year.
It should be.
And it just doesn't happen.
It should be. I mean, you look at who. I mean, he's throwing. Patrick Mahomes throwing to Rashee Rice, and then you have Lamar Jackson. Like, he's throwing to probably one of the greatest tight ends that ever played the game, Mark Andrews, and you still.
Yeah.
You can't beat him.
There's one quarterback who can beat Mahomes.
There is. I know.
He's Joe Burrow. And he's got a problem, though. That defense.
That defense stinks. That defense stinks, man. Listen, I didn't realize how bad that defense was till the Commanders played them.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Because that to me, that game is so much. Because one, it's why the Bengals are bad.
Yep.
But two, it showed me something about Jaden that he knew he was going to have to score on every possession that night.
And he did.
And he just did it.
Yeah. and it was weird because, like, I mean, then they went to Arizona the next week and did the same thing, right?
Now, part of me was expecting the Arizona one because of Kingsbury.
That's true.
Like, part of me was like,
because he's aware.
He's going to spend the whole offseason figuring out how he's going to torch those guys.
That's personal, yeah.
But and you knew the Bengals defense was bad, but all they needed was one stop.
Yeah, and again, it's like, and the thing about it is, you Jaden Daniels, the rookie, first primetime game under the lights on a road game in a tough environment.
Yeah.
And you're going to let Terry go two deep balls?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like Terry, I mean, they're both impressive catches, but he was open on both of those.
Yeah. My favorite play of the whole season is not the Hail Mary and it's not from the playoff games. It's the Monday night throw to Terry to win the game.
That was so sick.
Zero blitz. He knows exactly where he's going to be, puts it right on the spot.
I lost my voice.
Terry makes the catch. As you should have.
I chest bumped my door.
As you should have.
It was amazing.
It's one of the great throws I've seen, full stop, period.
So do you think that, but I mean, obviously the Bengals defense stinks, but their offense is probably one of the better.
Yeah.
Do you think that's enough to beat the Ravens?
My gut says no. Where are you at?
Right. Again, like you say no, but the Ravens, I mean, they have these like moments. They have the moments.
Let's talk about a team that's the opposite of the Bengals.
Yeah, the exact opposite.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Great defense.
Amazing.
Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The beauty of the Aaron Rodgers is I feel like this is finally the year where they don't go 9-8. Like,
yeah.
Either Aaron Rodgers is going to find it and light the fire.
Yep.
And they're going to win 12. And it's the, you know, that he's done this before. They wrote me off. Here I am. Let's win an MVP.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe not an MVP, but like,
because
all they need is good quarterback play. If they get that, the defense will carry them the rest of the way. He could be good for that. I think he could also crater, and this could be Mike Tomlin's first ever 5-12 bottoming out.
Awad was telling me that he said that he's going to put the bet that they win more than 11 games.
Nine. He's got him more than nine.
Nine games.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's what Mike Tomlin does.
Exactly. He doesn't have a losing season, but he loses in the playoffs. So it's like, and we had this, and thank God you're here, actually. I can finally ask you this question.
Yes.
I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but is it a successful season for the Steelers this year to go to playoffs and lose?
That's right. Like, because it kind of is, because Rodgers was so bad with the Jets.
Yeah.
But it kind of isn't that they've like, seen the show so many times.
That was my argument.
Yeah.
My argument's, the Washington Commanders season last year was great.
Yep.
Because we were 4-13 the year before.
The Commanders season would have been great last year if they lost in Tampa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. And even if we didn't make the playoffs and we had Jaden Daniels and he led us to, you know,
if they had lost in Detroit to the one seed Lions,
I'd have been like,
perfect. We'd be doing cartwheels in here. Like, can you believe? Yeah. Can you believe it made the playoffs, won a game,
yeah,
like
literally
knocking down the door, like lost to the one seed?
Yeah. Exactly.
But in Pittsburgh,
it's like we did this every year,
and the expectations are high.
Yeah,
there
they need to win a playoff game for it to be successful. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is that person.
I don't either. Stack them up 1-4. What do we think?
All right, I'm gonna do it. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm going Bengals. I think win the division. I think that defense turns it around this year.
I mean, what a story that would be.
I think it does. And yeah. I can't get behind the Ravens too much. Ravens second, Steelers third, and Browns fourth.
Wow.
I can't.
There are hot takes, and then there are insane takes.
Yeah.
And picking the Browns anywhere other than fourth.
Like,
they may end up third, because somebody may, but like,
yeah, injuries, all that
stuff. If Burrow gets hurt like week one or week two, you got to tank.
Yes,
like, because there's no path forward there.
Yep.
So they could, like, there are scenarios where they end up in fourth. If Rodgers stinks, there are scenarios where that team melts down and they end up in fourth. So, but you got to pick the Browns fourth in a 1-2-3-4. I love the Bengals take because it could happen.
Yeah.
I I'm intrigued by a world where the Chiefs finally don't have, or like it's Chiefs Bengals in the divisional round, and Burrow's got his number.
That's the only team he could beat him.
And the path is cleared for the Bills, and we have a Bengals Bills.
That'd be so sick.
And
that'd be so sick.
We figure out once and for all, like, are the Bills cursed?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the Bills, we'll get to them, but I think they're better than the Bengals.
Yeah,
by far.
They are.
If the Bengals could somehow knock out the Chiefs for them, we could finally get a determination. Are the Bills cursed?
And they're and that's really the question of the NFL right now.
It is. So no show tomorrow. We'll be back Monday though. So we'll get after this again.
Yep.
We're off to a good start.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Happy the mic 910 The Fan 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I realized Griffin gave his prediction. I can give my prediction. So there's that. Since he went wild, and I actually endorse his hot take there of the Bengals, I will go with the safe pick, and I will go Ravens. I will go Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns, which is very boring. I won't be boring eight times. I promise you that, Richmond. It will not be a boring summer of me taking chalk in the NFL standings. That's my promise to you, the listener. Commanders, OTA, will be on the field in about 32 minutes. It is the final day of minicamp for the Washington Commanders. After they leave the field today, we will not see them again until the last week of July when training camp starts, and we are out there live from Commanders training camp, which I'm excited about. You coming? You come? I saw you perked
up.
Let's
go. I'm down.
Northern Virginia.
That sounds cool to me.
Good food. Good food up there.
Definitely.
Not at training camp, but when we leave training camp, we go get good food.
There's lots of good places. Where do you guys usually go?
Ton of good places up there, for sure. There's a great hot pot place, like four minutes away.
Okay.
There's good Thai food up there. Mm. A lot of good. You go into downtown, of course, and get anything.
Yeah.
It's good stuff up there.
I'm down.
A lot of money, too. It takes a lot of money to be up there.
Mm, that's true.
That's why our sales team works hard every day. All right, Marshawn.
Please take me, sales team.
Marshawn Lattimore is doing the redemption arc, and we're all complicit in this. Every year, there's a guy who got hurt the year before, shows up at training camp, says, "Well, I was bad last year because I was hurt, but this year I'm healthy, so I'm awesome again." Everybody gets excited. He D'd up Noah Brown. J.P. Finley's raving about him. Nikki Javala's raving about him. Play the clip first. This is nothing you haven't heard before. I used to be hurt, but now I'm healthy and I'm awesome. I'm skeptical, but let's hear from Marshawn Lattimore first.
I feel good just getting a full off season to get healthy. I feel great. You know, I've been working a lot, trying to keep being in shape. You know, getting better shape than I was obviously last year. You know, dealing with an injury, so. You know, I feel good. Just the burst, you know, just getting out my breaks and all that. And I was dealing with hamstring, you know, that take a lot out of you, you know, and it take a long time to heal. And I was just trying to battle through that. But now, since I got a full, you know, off season, I just feel great. I feel explosive and all that. So,
Marshawn, did you ever feel like yourself even when you're
playing? RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not really. I feel a little timid, just not like physically, like, you know, not mentally like timid, but I could tell in my game when I watch film, I could tell how I'm stepping. You know, I look timid, you know, in my game. And now, you know, just being out there for these past 2 days, I feel way better than I did last year.
Was it frustrating for you to be in a new spot and not feel like yourself? Did you feel like you had to press?
Yeah, because I just wanted to prove that, you know, they made the right decision, you know, obviously. So I just wanted to get out there and show what I can do. But, you know, I was hurt, but I don't want to make excuses. So I was out there, If I was good enough to play, you know, I can be evaluated on that. So, you know, it is what it is. I just want to get out there this year, you know, show what I can do.
My problem with Marshawn Lattimore last year was not his play. He said, evaluate me on my play. I was good enough to play. And he was fighting through an injury, and I get that. My problem had nothing to do with Marshawn Lattimore's play. My problem was the mental meltdowns out there as he's trying to get in other guys' heads and guys are getting in his heads, and Mike Evans is making him lose his mind, and A.J. Brown's making him lose his mind. And that's got nothing to do with talent. That's frustration for sure. But it's okay to lose matchups. It's okay to have the other guy catch the ball every once in a while. But when that turns into personal fouls and displays like that, that's the warning sign for me. We've seen that in a lot of NFL careers. You lose the edge, you lose the step, you lose the quick twitch, and you get frustrated, and it starts to snowball into other things. So forgive me for being skeptical that because Marshawn Lattimore locked down Noah Brown in a practice rep, everything's good. I don't think everything's good here. I remain concerned. But everybody's losing their minds. JP, last night on NBC, his topic, if the Commanders coaches believe Lattimore and Javon Kinlaw are studs, if they're right, how good can this defense be? Classic offseason material right there. Javon Kinlaw, I might remind you, did not do well with the New York Jets. Again, maybe one of them reclaims his form. And if they're both good, Adam Peters can do whatever he wants for the rest of his life. He just blank check from me, no criticism, no nothing. I'll never say a bad word about it. If he truly finds Lattimore and Kinlaw, turns them both into Pro Bowl players in one season, do whatever you want. But I think it's fair to continue to be a little bit skeptical. Yes, Adam Peters assembled a great roster last year. Yes, he's an awesome general manager making good moves. He's not perfect, though. He's not flawless in his pick. His best pick was Jaden Daniels, and credit to him, because there were a lot of people yelling for different quarterbacks out there that year. But it doesn't mean it was a diamond in the rough. He didn't find the needle in the haystack. He picked one of the three best quarterbacks with the second pick in the draft after the first pick got made for him. Would he have taken Caleb Williams with one? Would he have taken Jaden Daniels with one? We'll never know. And we'll never know what the outcome would have been if he had played here either. Of course, Cliff Kingsbury's a big part of this as well. That's a Dan Quinn guy. That's a Dan Quinn get right there. I'm just saying, I'm throwing a little cold water on this one. I do not believe the Marshawn Lattimore hype. I actually believe a lot of the hype coming out of here. And I think, you know, you hear about some of these great performances from practices. And I'm in, even on the defense, right? You've heard some Jordan McGee hype. I love that. I think there's a direct path for him to get snaps this year. I think that's an outstanding development. I think if he can spell Bobby Wagner in year two, that's fantastic. I am in on the Jalen Lane hype for sure, because we watched him and we know him and we know what he's capable of. And, you know, say what you will about Virginia Tech, that was not top-notch offensing that he was playing under the last couple of years. I think he'll thrive in this system, and I think the benefit to him is because he's a returner, he's going to be on the game day roster. He'll get some snaps. They'll build some packages in. I love the Jordan McGee hype. I love the Jalen Lane hype. I am not getting excited about Marshawn Lattimore. I will not do it. I will get out to training camp. I will watch with an open mind. I will be very skeptical, though, that this guy who had multiple high-profile meltdowns in games last year all of a sudden has found it again. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. We got another hour left today. That's a whole four segments of opportunities for me to be wrong. Parney joins the show at 11:15. We'll recap our night at the Squirrels game last night. U.S. Open updates start in the next hour. You're about 20 minutes away from going out to Oakmont, where they're playing golf this morning, and we'll all weekend. We'll keep you updated until the final putt drops on Sunday afternoon. Hour two on deck. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Squirrels homestand this week. Wednesday night was Odyssey night out there at the Diamond. We had a good time, and it was just a parade of special guests. Blaine came in. We love Blaine. He took a half inning off a call in the action, left it to Trey. Trey's a pro. He handled it by himself. Blaine came in and said, hey. Sam came in and said, hey. Nutsy, Natasha, came in and said, hey. And then, of course, Parney came in and said, hey, as he does. And we catch up with Parney for a little Thursday happy hour. What's up, dude?
MP on the mic. We're 27 hours away from the Chanticleers taking on the Wildcats of Arizona in the College World Series.
You, we did a party time last year with Sam Ravitch, and you asked him, you know, he's called so many great events over the years, what his favorite is, and he did not hesitate.
You mean Carl Ravitch?
Thank you. Sam does not call the College World Series, but Sam's favorite is covering Squirrels games.
Did you get into the beer bucket in the Sweet 12 a little bit too much last night?
Here's what I know about the beer bucket, Parney. You saw me. I was drinking a Bud Light last night, not a Busch Light. The difference between a Busch Light and a Bud Light is whether I'm paying or not. I was not paying last night. Thus, I was enjoying an ice cold Bud Light.
And also, the difference between Busch Light and Bud Light is Bud Light's not for breakfast, and Busch Light is.
If I'm paying, you're seeing me cracking open an ice-cold Busch Latte. If Bennett Zier is paying, we're going to get gold-plated Bud Lights up there.
How about the dude for the Chicago Cubs, the big guy? I think his last name's Chafin or something. He's a relief pitcher, and he has a secret compartment in his locker, and he was showing the media, so it's not secret anymore. Has nothing but Busch Light in it. It's like a secret hidden refrigerator that has Busch Light in it.
Brandon Scherff, offensive lineman for the Redskins for a long time. We said it was like coming up on the off season. It was like, what are you going to do? He's from Iowa. He said, well, I go hunting every day in the off season in Iowa. I crack open an apple flavored Busch Light and I get out in the blinds and I go hunting every day. He was looking forward to it. Once he finished mauling big dudes on the football field, I'm going to go hang out in the hunting blind with an apple flavored Busch Light.
And that was probably at 4 o'clock in the morning before the sun rose, which proves my point.
Those hunters, those hunters don't play around. Yeah, that's an early game there.
Sounds safe. So anyway, yeah, it was a great night. Good win. It was fun to see Pelf and the guys have a really good game. We were talking after the game in Pelf's office, as we often do on victories. We have a post-game brewski and talk about stuff, and you know, we've lost a bunch of games. I forget what Trey told me, like maybe 15 or 17 one-run games in the first half. So, like, the record sounds awful on the field, but I really feel like Pelf, I mean, you know how much I love him, and I feel like he's going to find a way to make us really competitive in the second half, and the vibe in the clubhouse is still good. I don't know how it is. I do know how it is. Dennis Pelfrey is the reason that it is. So I'm looking forward to June 23rd coming and the records going back to 0-0. Also, a lot of great promotions. Tonight was Diamond in the Decades. And Peter Moreland's coming, former Richmond Brave and former big league pitcher from Australia. Caroline and Anthony once again did a great job of going back into the archives. Trey does a really good job every night on the radio broadcast of dedicating moments to the history of the Diamond and the Braves and the Flying Squirrels. So in the weekend, there's a lot of great things. The jersey giveaway, or not giveaway, the jerseys we're wearing on Saturday with fireworks are just absolute fire. So go to the Squirrels website and check those out. The new hats that are in for the Virginians are amazing. I bought one for Papa John, my father-in-law, last night. So a lot of great things going on at the Diamond this weekend. And also, one other thing I wanted to make sure I didn't forget, because I was talking to Sam McCloskey about this. July 3rd tickets are going quick, because that is our Squirrels 4th of July show, because the team's on the road on the 4th. But the event on the 4th is going to be really special with live music, a fireworks extravaganza, something completely different than the Squirrels have ever done on July 4th. Tickets are very inexpensive, so go to squirrelsbaseball.com. And you can still come to the Diamond on the 3rd and the 4th, see fireworks both nights, or just see different forms of entertainment.
That's so cool. I love that you guys are keeping the tradition alive and doing the July 4th fireworks show, even though the team's not in town. And, of course, it'll be bigger and better than ever next year across the street, which caught me off guard in the suite, too, because I drive by there all the time. I know you're there all the time getting the updates. How many people in our box hadn't driven by recently? Like, oh, hey, there's a stadium going up over there.
Benny Rosenrock and I talk about it just about every day when we have our daily conversations, just how many people still don't know and how many times we still get. So you're getting the ballpark built? And like I'm like, yeah, man, like the last piece of damn steel went up in October. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't hide it. It's hard to hide one of those.
And it just looks so beautiful. I can't say enough, you know, about everybody that's over there, you know, working on it, all the contractors and – Just everybody's been doing an amazing job. Just so thrilled and happy for them to be a part of the team and part of the future. And, you know, everybody that's on that job site feels like they're making a part of Richmond history. Everybody that's working across the Diamond every day feels like they're making a part of Richmond history. You know why, MP? Because they are making history.
Boom.
Every single day. It's just really, really special to be going through these moments. It's not something that I take for granted personally. I'm very happy, even in a semi-retired state, to still be allowed to be a part of it by Lou and Anthony and Benny and the boys and the girls of the Squirrels. So it's an honor every single night that I walk into that Diamond, and I feel very special to do so.
It's a ton of fun. You're here, Parney, to promote Parney Time, to promote the Squirrels, because we love having you on, but also because we need to talk about Bennett Zier, who had never heard of Duke's mayonnaise before last night, Parney.
Well, there's so many things I can say right now.
I said them for you in the previous segment, though.
I guess Duke's mayonnaise being a Southern heritage, being a Southern thing, has not made it to the big city of New York. Has not made it to the economic scale of said Bennett Zier. So all I can say, BZ, is we love you and welcome to the real world of Duke's mayonnaise, which is the only mayonnaise that will ever touch the lips of Parney Parnell and the Parney Time podcast.
Boom. Absolutely. So let's talk about Parney Time, because you dropped a pretty good one.
Yeah, I'm really happy with what we are doing. You're part of the Parney Time family. Five of our 15 guests have been Hall of Famers in their sport. I think that's pretty special. I don't know of many minor league, quote-unquote, minor league baseball podcasts out there that are hitting 333 on Hall of Famers. So I think that's pretty cool. But what I'm so proud of is just how real everybody is when they get on this. I don't know how you feel, MP, but Wags is a real dude. Billy Wagner is a real dude. But it absolutely felt like the five of us were sitting in Parney's pub having a Busch Light and just shooting the almost violated FCC rules just then. It really felt like a conversation of just buddies. And I that made me feel so happy. I love Billy Wagner. His thoughts on baseball analytics might go viral, I think. I'm pretty sure we got a shot at it because he was very, very honest. So I'm very happy with it.
Oh, no doubt. Parney joins us on Thursdays. We'll get back to football soon. Final day of minicamp today for the Washington Commanders means that we'll be picking meaningless preseason games soon, which means we'll be picking real games soon as well, which I always look forward to. I just want to say, while you're listening, and I said this at 10 o'clock as well, it was a beautiful night at the Diamond last night. And I know, come out in any weather, but this has been a particularly phenomenal week, and you're going to close it strong with the homestand. You got the replica ring. You got former pitchers. You got Aussies coming out. You got fireworks Saturday. You got the works out there at the Diamond, which gets me excited, which gets everybody excited, of course. So get out there, watch some baseball this weekend. Is the Rumble Ponies are in town? We had a Mets fan in the suite last night. Brian, our traffic guy. Every time somebody walked by in a Mets hat, he'd yell, "Go Mets!" And they looked at him like, "Who are you?" The official New York greeting.
He almost got Stone Cold Steve Austin in the suite when I walked in, and I'm sorry, I'm wearing a Mets shirt. He almost got Stone Cold Steve Austin, but he didn't. I know we're probably running out of time, but I want to ask you, what was your favorite part of the Billy Wagner podcast on Party Time?
My favorite Billy Wagner tidbit, it's the analytics was the best moment, obviously. You're correct about that. I learned that Billy Wagner refused to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown until he was voted into it, which is just an incredible thing. Like, to be that good, they'd be like, I don't need them until they need me. Like, I'm sure he's had a million opportunities over the years. I'm sure he's been invited to a million sponsor outings, team outings, friend outings. I'm sure he's been up there in New York, and you know and I know it's a special place. I know he knows it's a special place, and I'm sure wanted to go through. I love that he was like, I'll come here when they put my face on the wall.
That is the most Billy Wagner thing I could ever possibly hear.
Right?
Like that is Billy Wagner in a nutshell. I will go there when I belong to go there. And that's a very good point. I forgot about that. I thought you were going to say the part about when one of his teammates took a crap and mailed it to another teammate in another city. He got traded to another team.
I was wondering how to tell that story in a way that would keep Megan from dumping us to break early. I think
Don't do it, Megan! Don't do it!
I think that was a pretty good I like that summary, though. Took a crap, put it in a box, sent it in the mail to a teammate. What happened.
You got to listen to Party Time. Please listen to Party Time. We're having a great time doing it. And come out to the Squirrels. Buy your tickets for July 4th. I'm doing the math in my head as we go to break. I think we've got 69 minus 20. We got like 39 chances still to see the Squirrels at the Diamond. So you're running out of opportunities to make memories with your friends and family at the Diamond. So make sure you do it this weekend. It's going to be beautiful. I'm not going to be there, but it's going to be beautiful. Anthony, Benny Rothrock, and the gang will take very good care of you at the Diamond this weekend.
And after this weekend, next time they're back home, the standings reset, and they got a chance to make a little second half run here, which we know Pelf and crew are capable of. Parney,
we'll be undefeated, and in first place on June 23rd.
Barney, we got to go out to Oakmont for a U.S. Open update. That's what's next here. I know you'll be watching this weekend. We'll be watching. We're going to send it out to Oakmont for a U.S. Open update. Appreciate you dropping by.
Go, John Daly!
John Daly, not in the U.S. Open, but the update's up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.